Vermilion County Conservation District Executive Director Jamie Pasquale says some of the improvements at Kennekuk have been funded with $200,000 the Conservation District Foundation received from Dynegy. It was over concerns regarding coal ash and the Middle Fork River.
That was an agreement that the Vermilion County State's Attorney and the Illinois Attorney General got the funding for us. So the bulk of that money was used to install solar panels at three of the sites here at Kennekuk, the administration building, the education center, and the Lowry Barn site.
Also at Kennekuk, some solar-powered charging stations have been installed for electric vehicles.
And while we haven't really had much public use out of them, I don't anticipate a flood of people using them. The district does have five electric vehicles now, so we can use those chargers as well. And they're powered during the day by the solar, so technically we would be charging our district vehicles for virtually nothing.
Work on installing new playground equipment near the White Oak Barn is also being completed at Kennekuk County Park. Meanwhile, at Forest Glen Preserve, two playgrounds have been updated.
And we completed the installation of the playgrounds this summer. We're still wrapping up some sidewalk work and some benches for those playgrounds. One is located near the family campground and in between the family campground and tent campground. And one is by Edgewood Center, which both of those replaced existing playgrounds that we had in the park. So those are some nice updates to the park. People really do like having playgrounds close to campground and rental facilities.
The Vermilion County Conservation District Foundation has helped provide some of the funding for projects. Forest Glen and Kennekuk have seen improvements to roads, too, over the past 2 years, including the campground area at Forest Glen. And Pasquale says work is being done behind the scenes to gear up for the next segment of the Kickapoo Rail Trail.
Engineering is being completed, getting ready to draw up documents to go out to bid for construction. There will probably, hopefully, be some tree removal this winter along the KRT section to prepare for construction. And then if all goes well, construction on the remaining section in Vermilion County from Oakwood all the way to the county line should be started in 2025. It may, depending on construction season and rain delays, may go over into 2026, but we're hoping 2025 that the bulk of it gets done.
Pasquale notes the Vermilion County Conservation District manages a lot of territory.
I say five county parks because I include the Kickapoo Rail Trail as a county park now, even though it's not completed and still. So we have Kennekuk County Park, Forest Glen Preserve, Lake Vermilion County Park, Heron County Park, and Kickapoo Rail Trail. So we're managing about 6,000 acres of land and water with 10 full-time staff, 10 part-time staff, and about seven seasonal employees. So it's a lot of work and a lot of stuff going on out there.
Pasquale invites citizens to get out and enjoy your parks. I'm Bill Pickett.